Exodus chapter 20, please.
请打开圣经到出埃及记第20章。
Exodus chapter 20, these first 10 verses are probably some of the most important words in the whole, in the scripture.
在出埃及记第20章前面的十节，可以说是在圣经当中最重要的一段话。
That doesn't mean that something else is less important.
这并不代表其他的话呢就比较不重要。
But by understanding these first few verses,
但是当我们能够来认识这十节的圣经,
of the Ten Commandments, we know God's eternal purpose.
从这十诫的 诫命当中，我们能够来看见神永远的旨意。
We know how to live unto the Lord.
我们知道怎么样子来向着主来活。
We know how, as a result, then to live unto our fellow man.
我们也能够知道怎么样在同伴当中我们来生活。
Starting with the first verse then of Exodus 20, Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
神吩咐这一切的话说,我是耶和华你的神,曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
Verse 3, You shall have no other gods before me.
第三节,除了我以外,你不可有别的神。
You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven, above or on earth, beneath or in the water under the earth.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下水中的百物。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。 爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。Verse
7, You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain.
第七节，不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。Remember
the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌你做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。 这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。For
in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy.
因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。 所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。And
one further verse in Exodus 34.
还有再有一个经节在出埃及记第34章。Verse 14.
Exodus 34:14. For you shall not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
不可敬拜别神, 因为耶和华是祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。
Again, we see, as we did in the Ten Commandments, this word jealous.
我们在这里同样看见那祭邪。
Again, 14, for you shall not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。
And let's just look at one more verse in Zechariah.
我们再看撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Right before we get to the New Testament. Zechariah, Malachi, and then we get to Matthew.
这是在新约圣经前面的倒数第二卷书。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
So the angel...Who is speaking with me said to me, Proclaim, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
与我说话的天使对我说，你要宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
那我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we do thank you again this morning for inviting us around your table.
父神，我们为了早晨你邀请我们到你饼杯面前，感谢你。
To pause for a few minutes before we begin the week and declare there is a worthy one.
我们能够在一周的开始的时候，我们能够有一点安息，所能够知道你是那位配得的。
And as we partook of the bread and the cup, we partook of you.
当我们领受饼杯的时候，我们乃是领受你自己。
We were by faith remembering that you accomplished all at the cross.
借着信心，我们来领受你借着十字架所完成那全备的救恩。
And that we can step forward now this week by faith in your victory.
我们能够在这新的一周当中，我们能够借着信，我们能够在你的得胜上有份。
Clothed with the mind of Christ.
我们能够来披戴基督的心思。
Clothed with your righteousness.
我们能够披戴基督的义。
And now again, you open the word to us.
现在你再把你的话语向我们启开。
And we're humbled with the fact that only you can reveal yourself to us.
我们在你面前是极其谦卑，因为只有你能够把你自己启示在我们心中。
But we rejoice that it is your will to reveal your son to us.
但是我们心里面何其喜乐，因为是你自己乐意把你的儿子启示在我们心中。
May we see Christ.
愿我们能够看见基督。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. I was touched this morning by this little word.God is jealous.
今天早晨我受到一个被摸着的一句话，是讲到神是祭邪的神。
It's a humbling thought.
这是一个谦卑的一个新思想。
He wants all of our affection.
神他要得着我们一切的情感。
He wants every thought of ours to be for him.
他要我们每一个心思都是为着他。
He wants our worship.
他要我们的敬拜。
He wants our life.
他要得着我们的生命。
He wants our passion.
他要我们的感情。
He wants us to be thinking about him like a lover when we wake up in the morning.
他希望我们每天早晨起来的时候来思想他，就像是思想爱人一样。
He wants us to be the first and the last thought.
他要成为我们首先和幕后的思想。
And throughout the day, our heart constantly towards him.
每天从早到晚，我们的心总是为着他。
He wants to be our Savior.
他要成为我们的拯救者。
And if you're unsaved this morning, you do not even know the Lord. That's the first step. He says, I want to be your Savior.
今天在我们当中，若有人还没有得救的，这是第一件事情。他要告诉你的是，他要成为你的拯救者。
Many of you have experienced what it means to be forgiven.
有很多人在我们当中，我们都经历过如何的蒙了赦免。
What it means to be guilt-free.
啊，我们也明白什么叫做没有罪恶的感觉。
And when our past flashes up, we can say it's under the blood.
当我们能够看见的时候，我们知道都一切都在宝血的遮盖底下。
That is a wonderful experience.
这是一个非常啊完美的一个经历。
But the Lord is jealous. He wants more than just to be our Savior.
神是祭血的神。他不仅要这一些，他还要啊、更多。
He wants to be Lord.
他要成为我们的主。
He wants to be the Master.
他要成为我们的主人。
He wants to be the Shepherd.
他要成为我们的牧人。
Isaiah says it very clearly, we like sheep have all gone astray.
以赛亚书啊、说得很清楚，我们都如同羊走迷了路。
Most of us today are city people.
在我们当中啊，我们很多都是在城市里长大的人。
A sheep going astray doesn't mean much.
那羊迷失呢，对我们来讲呢，不是什么大事。
But when you grow up on a farm,
那如果你在啊、农村长大的话
，this is very meaningful.
这是非常有意义的事。
Every animal that is born on a farm is a picture of human nature.
那在农场里头长大的这些动物呢，都像是我们人的一个表征。
I'm not talking about wild horses or wild donkeys.
我不是在讲那些野马或是野驴。
I'm talking about domestic donkeys, domestic horses, domestic cows.
我讲到是当地的牛、羊、驴。
Any young animal has a mind of its own.
啊，就是连很年轻的动物呢，他们都有自己的意志。
A young heifer, 2 years old.Just giving calf does not want to be milked.
啊，就是啊，那两岁的牛呢，他们就啊常常会拒绝啊吃奶。
A young horse, a young colt does not want to be ridden. It doesn't matter how gentle the mare, the mother might be.
就是两岁的马或是其他动物，他们就不愿意接受那温柔的母亲要喂养他们。
Cows have a personality. When you go andSay, come boss, come home, come home to milk.
嗯，那年轻的牛呢也非常有个性。当你要叫它来要喂它的时候
，There are some who immediately lift their head and walk toward the barn.
哎，有一些牛呢，他们就会向着那个啊谷仓，能够在那里往那个方向走。
There are others who have to have another bite of grass.
有一些呢，他就自己的意思，他还要再吃几口草。
And there are still others who saunter off in the opposite direction.
还有一些呢，就完全往相反的方向而走。
And sheep are the same.
羊也是如此。
Good sheep know the shepherd's voice.
那好的羊呢，他认得啊、牧人的声音。
And the shepherd can sometimes use throat noises or whistles.And he draws the sheep to himself.
牧人可以很轻松的用他喉咙的声音或者发出一些口哨的声音来吸引这些羊来就近他。
But there are always some who go in the other direction.
但是总是有一些羊他偏行自己的道路。
And that's the description of all of us.
那就是我们的一个我们人的一个很好的图画。
God gives us this example in the animal world just to be a picture each day, a video of who we are like, what we are like.
神界的动物界来向我们彰显我们人的本相是如何。
We, even after we know the Lord, even after we have become familiar with this voice, there's something in us that wants to often withdraw, to hesitate, to pull away.
即使在我们认识了主之后，我们仍然有些时候还是常常要忽略主的声音，我们要偏行我们自己的道路。
And the Lord says, I want to be your shepherd. I'm a jealous God.
但是主却对我们告诉我们， 他要成为我们的牧人，他是祭邪的神。
I want you to respond to my voice.
他要我们来回应他的声音。
I want you to be sensitive to my voice.
他要我们对他的声音敏锐。
I can just whisper something and you're hearing, you're listening.
即使他轻轻地说一些话，我们都能够听见。
I want to be your master.
他要成为我们的主人。
What a wonderful it is when a servant has trained, when a master has trained servants to respond to even a move of the hand.
这是何等美好的事情！当一个主人来训练他的仆人，当他手有任何的动作的时候，仆人都会有反应。
I am a jealous father, and I want to be your father.
我是一位祭邪的父亲，而且我是你的父亲。
I not only want you to be children, but I want you to be sons.
我不单是要你成为孩子而已，我愿意你成为儿子。
I want you to be able to take over the business.
我要你能够接管我的事业。
I want you to operate the business with the same integrity that I do.
我要你能够来经营这个事业，经营我的事业，如同我有的性格一样。
I want you to deal with people with the same compassion, the same tenderness that I deal with.
我要你待人是那样的温柔，就像我待人温柔那样。
Moses failed this once.
摩西曾经失败过一次。
Moses was right in exactly what he said. When he said, "You rebels," he spoke to Israel.
摩西在那里，当他在那里责备以色列人的时候，他讲的是对的。
But it was condescending. It was not with the spirit of God, the spirit of the Father.
但是他的灵却不是父的灵，不是主的灵。
I'm a father that loves.
我乃是那爱的父亲。
I love even when I am disciplining and chastening.
当我在责备管教的时候，我仍然是爱。
Oh, I am jealous and I do want to be your father.
我是祭邪的神，而且我是你的父亲。
But he also says, I want to be your life.
他也说他是我们的生命。
I want to be that very nature, my nature in you.
他说他要成为我们在生命中很自然的一个关系。
The father says, the very character that is in me,That's what I want, and I am jealous for that. And anything less than that is not satisfactory.
天父说，他愿意他那一切美好的性格能够在我们里面，好叫那样的性格必须是完完全全的在我们里面。
As the Lord looks at us this morning,
当主来看我们的时候
，with His very jealous, loving nature,
他是带着一个那祭邪的爱在其中。
What does He find?
他能够看见什么
？What does he see？
他在我们身上看见了什么
？Independence，
独立
；Rebellion，
悖逆。
Does he see a people who is obeying his word, which is really him？
他能够看见有一些人是真正的看重他的话语，就是他的自己。
I am jealous。
我是祭邪的。
I want all motivation。All joy to come from me.
我要你每一切的动机，你一切的喜乐都是出于我。
It's very easy, brothers and sisters, for us in this affluent society to receive our joy from other sources.
我们在这一个非常丰富的社会当中，我们常常会从其他的事物当中得着快乐。
In the business world, in the education field, we have what we call the fast track.
在这个商业世界当中，或者在我们教育体系当中，有一个所谓的捷径。
Jesus says, "I am the way."
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
The world says there is a fast track.
世界却说那边有一个捷径。
And many of our students succumb to this fast track.
我们有很多的学生，做学生的，我们就陷到这个陷阱里头。
The carrot out there, the incentive, the motive is prestige, money, promotion.
他在那里吸引我们的事情，就是讲到这个升迁，讲到这个财务。
And it gives a false joy.
他给我们有一个虚假的快乐。
It's a false stimulation.
是一个虚假的一个刺激。
It's like being on a drug.
就好像我们在吸毒一样。
Dollar signs. Dollar signs.
好像金钱的钱的符号。
Promotion.
升迁。
And God is jealous.
神是嫉妒。
And He will not allow it.
他不允许我们。
The pleasure of this world.
这世界中的享乐。
God says, I want to be your pleasure.
神他说他要成为我们的喜乐。
I am the one that wants to fill that God-shaped vacuum. I want to be the one who fills that God-shaped vacuum, that emptiness.
他要成为我们里头那虚空的一个唯一的充满。
Only I can fill it.
只有他能够来满足。
I want to be your romance.
他要成为我们的爱情。
He is so jealous for this that he even calls his name jealous.
神是这样的忌邪，他称他自己的名为忌邪者。
And God will not allow anything to take the place of first love.
神不允许有任何的人事物取代了那起初的爱。
Everything is summed up in that first commandment, those first few verses there in Exodus 20.
这一切的事都归总归在出埃及记第二十章前面的那几节圣经。
It's all about him being preeminent, all about him being first.
他是至上，他是首先的。
No other gods before me.
没有任何其他的神能够在他面前。
I, the Lord your God, am your God, and I am a jealous God.
他是你的神，是忌邪的神。
Nothing. No substitute.
不能有替代。
Not drink.
不是饮料。
Not food.
不是食物。
Not the pleasure of this world.
不是这世界中的享乐。
Not intimacy with the opposite sex.
不是我们对异性的满足。
Not natural relationships.
不是任何天然的关系里头。
All of these things God has given to us. They are good.
这一切神所给我们的都是好的。
But they are never to substitute first love for the Lord.
但是神不要这些事物，这些来代替了那起初的爱，那完全的爱。
Not our career, not our profession.
不是我们的事业，不是我们的工作。
Mothers, not children.
对母亲来说，孩子也不是。
Many times children have taken a preeminence in the life of the mother.
很多时候在母亲的生命当中，那孩子就取代了那最重要的地位。
And God is pushed out.
神要把这样的事情改变。
And the blessing of the Lord is no longer there.
当神被取代的时候，那祝福就失去了。
Very subtle. Nothing, including even service in the church.
这非常可悲的事情，就算是连在教会中的服事都不能取代神的自己。
What a wonderful privilege to serve in the body of Christ.
这何等美好的权柄，我们能够在基督的身体里头来服事。
But it's not to take first place.
但是就连这个服事也不能取代在我们生命中那第一的地位。
I think sometimes we have a misunderstanding of what service is.
有时候我们对于服事有一点不正确的观念。
One way of understanding service is to use the word worship.
其实那侍奉一个最好有一个很好的一个解释呢，就讲到敬拜。
We think of often in our own minds that service is I am part of the cleanup.
我们常会想所谓的侍奉呢，就是说我参与这个清洁的工作。
Or I serve the Lord by working in the kitchen today.
或是我今天在厨房里头服侍。
Or I'm an usher.
或是我当招待。
All of that is meaningless nothing if it is not worship.
如果这一切它不是一个敬拜的话，它完全都没有意义。
To serve, to usher, to help with the serving of the elements without worship is vanity.
无论我们是在做清洁、做招待、做各样的服侍，如果我们没有一个敬拜，那这一切事情都是虚空。
Every responsibility we have is unto the Lord. It's not unto man.
这些的责任其实都是为着主。
It's like we have blinders on when we serve.
我们好像在我们眼前有帘子一样。
It's like we do not see one another.
好像我们看不见彼此。
We just see the Lord.
我们只看见主。
Our work is unto the Lord.
我们的服事乃是要向着主。
It's all for him.
是为着他。
Education cannot take the place.
教育也不应该取代了神的地位。
I think it's important to underline this for our young people.
这对我们年轻人来说是非常重要的一件事。
The world has gone mad in this area of education.
这世界对教育这件事情似乎都已经到了疯狂的地步。
It's just another way in which Satan is used to build up man, to make man independent and self-reliant.
它似乎是一个方法，一个管道，叫人好像被建立的，好像觉得自己是了不起的。
When education is unto the Lord, when it's by the Lord, when it's through the Lord, it's a wonderful thing like everything else on this earth.
当我们受教育的时候，我们是本于他，倚靠他，也归于他的时候，这教育可以是成为一个非常好的一件事。
But any time that education grips our heart and we are going to prove ourselves, we are going to become something, God is jealous and God will judge, as we will see in a few minutes.
当这个教育呢，在我们里头成为一个叫我们高抬自己，叫我们觉得自己骄傲的一件事的时候，神对这样的事情他就不喜悦。
Psalm 127touches on this.
在诗篇127篇里头就提到这个事。
All career oriented, professional oriented, job oriented people, there is a word of warning.
在诗篇127篇在这里当中有一些警惕我们的话。
Verse 2 of Psalm 127, It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved, even in his sleep.
诗篇127篇第二节，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Most people in this room, the hearing of my voice today, need 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
在我们当中的每一个人，每一天我们都需要六到八个小时的时间来睡觉。
God ordained that.
神祝福这样的事。
God made that a reality.
神要我们这个睡觉呢是一件很真实的事。
That is not to be violated.
就不是叫我们来违背这样的事情。
God made some of us be students.
神也叫我们有一些人是做学生的。
We need to be satisfied with being a B student.
我们必须要作为一个学生呢，我们是满足的。
The world might say, "Well, you cannot get into this university with B's."
世界是可能会这么说。如果你成绩里头有 B 的话，你就不能进这个学校。
Does the Lord want you to go to the university?
神要你上大学吗
？The first question.
这是第一个问题。
God is jealous.
神是忌邪的神。
Who's running the show?
到底是谁在这里掌权呢
？Who's running our life?
谁在掌管我们的一生
？Is God running? Am I running my life?
是神还是我们自己呢
？Am I on my fast track?
是我自己在选择我自己快速的道路吗
？Or am I on that narrow road that He chose?
还是我是走在神所为我选择的那条窄路上？
God is constantly testing regarding his jealousy.
神常常在关于他忌邪的这件事上面，他来试验我们。
This morning, he already has used many things in some of our lives.
今天早晨，他就已经在我们的生活当中来试验。
But many of you this morning were sitting here around the Lord's table.
我们今天早晨坐在主的桌子面前。
He tests us every week.
他每个礼拜来试验我们。
Too many, it's not important at all.
有很多人已经不再觉得这是一件重要的事。
It's nothing but a boring, religious, one-hour lost time.
我们可能觉得这一个钟头是非常无趣、非常无聊、没有意义的一段时间。
It is so boring that my mind has been all over the world during this hour. I had 1 hour just to vegetate, thinking about my plans.
我们觉得这一个小时时间里面是这样的枯燥，我的心思可以把全世界很多很多事情都可以想透了一遍。
I often think of the table as being a test.
我常看主的桌子就是一个试验。
A test of my heart.
试验我们的心。
Am I worried about that person over there?
我是不是在讲那个人是怎么样呢？
Why did that person pray that?
为什么那个人是那样祷告？
Why did that person bring in this particular song?
为什么那个人呢把这首诗歌点了？
That song's all about me, 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 and we're supposed to be sitting here reflecting on the Lord.
那首诗歌总是讲到关于我我我怎么样，但是我们在这里应该是要来敬拜我们的主。
It's a supreme test.
这实在是一个何等啊特别的一个试验。
To quietly sit for 45 minutes.
我们在主的面前能够安静的坐45分钟。
And out of our heart, not our mind, but out of our heart, be able to say thank you.
单单出于我们的心，我们能够向主说我们的感谢。
Nothing good has ever occurred on this earth that did not come out of the cross, which is the picture of the table.
在这世界当中，没有一件好的事情是从不是从十字架出来的。那十字架所代表就是这个桌子。
Before Christ came, there was an altar.
在基督来以前有祭坛。
And it always portrayed one thing, the cross.
祭坛所让我们看见的图画就是十字架。
And then there was the reality, and we sang about it this morning in several songs, number 79, 380, 384, the picture of the cross itself.
我们今天早晨就唱到好些的诗歌，就是讲到这个十字架的实际，就关于这个十字架的一个图画。
And now what do we have?
那我们是如何呢？
What's our attitude? Is it the same as the disciples were 2,000 years ago?
我们对于这个事情的看法，我们是觉得说，这好像似乎是一个很老旧的事情。
Had no meaning to them, they fled.
我们就不觉得有什么特别意义，就这样子过去了。
Probably for a number of reasons.
可能有很多的原因。
Many of the people standing at the cross didn't even know what it was about.
有很多人站在十字架的底下，他们都不晓得这是什么事。
One did, Mary of Bethany.
有一天，那伯大尼的玛利亚。
Days before, she had already poured out that ointment for his burial.
在主钉十字架之前，他就把香膏来膏主耶稣。
So, the table, the Lord's table, becomes a test.
主的桌子实在是一个试验。
And God tests our hearts, the motives, the thoughts, and the intents.
神要来试验我们的心思意念。
And he's saying to each one of us, as we sit around the table, what do you think of me?
他在那里告诉来问我们，你是如何的来想我
？Am I the Lord of your life or your grandiose plans？
我是你生命的主，是你生命中的计划吗
？Is there anything in your life that's more important than me？
在你的一生当中，你有其他比我更重要的事吗
？It's a very sobering test。
这实在是一个非常非常好的一个提醒。
All of our gatherings are a test。
我们每一个的聚集都是一个试验。
This is not a time just to waltz in and gather with our friends and eat food.
这不是一个像我们跟朋友聚在一起来享受来吃美好的食物的时间。
I've often wondered how many would come if we didn't have food.
有时候我都在想，如果我们没有爱宴的话，没有食物的话，是不是大家都会来
？That's the way God looks at it.
那好，这个就是神来试验我们的一件。
That's the way He evaluates.
是他来衡量我们的。
Is it our stomach that's leading us? Our appetites?
是我们的胃，是我们的胃口，食欲来带引导我们吗
？Or is it a pure heart to come to satisfy a jealous God?
还是一个单纯的心，为着要满足这位忌邪的神？
I've been touched the last couple months regarding having quiet time.
过去几个月常深深被摸着就关于安静的时刻。
I don't think there's hardly anything that tests us more than quiet time.
这安静的时刻实在是试验我们最好的一件事。
God has made it clear from Exodus 16 in the Old Testament when they were together manna of the importance of this time with the Lord.
神在出埃及记第十六章那里当以色列人要出来取玛拿的时候，那就是神试验他们愿不愿意来亲近神的时候。
This is not just a spiritual duty.
这不是只是一个属灵的一个责任。
This is not something to placate, satisfy an angry God.
这不是说我们来做什么事情 来满足一个那发怒的神。
Sometimes we treat our quiet time like we, the heathen, give oranges to Buddha.
啊，有些时候我们好像就拿那个与神相聚安静的时刻呢，我们把那个异教徒拿橘子来献给佛祖一样。
We think we're going to make our God happy.
我们想说我们有这样安静时刻呢，能够来叫我们神喜高兴。
Brothers and sisters, quiet time is the very place in which we get strength for the day.
弟兄姐妹，这样的在神面前安静的时刻，是我们每天得力的一个秘诀。
I don't think there's very many of us in here that would try to go today or tomorrow without eating.
我想我们今天或明天，我们要无论要做什么事情，我们可能都会需要吃食物。
Have you ever wondered why God gives all of us such ravenous appetites 3, 4, 5 times a day?
我不知道你们有没有这样子来想过哈，为什么神给我们一天当中有三四次啊，想要吃东西的那个时候。
He could have, if he wants worship, he could have easily created a people that didn't have to eat.
啊，如果他真的是要人来敬拜他的话，他可以创造一些人是不需要吃东西的。
He wanted to keep a lesson before us every minute of the day that we're to thirst and hunger after him.
他乃是要借着这样的事情来常常提醒我们。像我们在一天当中常常来渴慕他，为着他我们感到饥渴。
Many do not have any type of a quiet time. Therefore, they're completely starved, famished, spiritually.
有许多人在属灵的上面完全没有这样的安静的时刻在神面前，所以他们是没有，是非常软弱的。
It's a test.
这是一个试验。
First of all, if we even have a quiet time.
那我们看见我们到底有没有这样安静的时刻。
Secondly, if it's a vital time, a dynamic time, or is it, as Ty was saying earlier, I just don't understand anything.
这样的时刻呢，是生命攸关，是非常重要的呢，是叫我们非常羡慕的呢，还是说只是像刚刚弟兄所讲到的，我们到神话语的面前是非常的枯燥。
God will teach the simplest person in this room himself. He'll give himself to him if there is humility.
如果在我们的心中，我们有这个谦卑的话，神他何等乐意把他自己，把他的话来教导我们。
When we come to the Lord and we say, Lord,I want to see you. I want to satisfy you today. The Lord will begin to fill us.
当我们来到主面前，我们谦卑在主面前说，主啊，我愿意叫我今天能够来满足你。
We can open up one of the Psalms and it will be milk. It will be meat. It will be honey to our spirit, soul, and body.
我们可能就是借着一首诗歌就能够成为我们这个灵魂身体的的牛奶的食物和供应。
How are we in passing this test of quiet time?
我们在这安静时刻的这个试验上，我们是如何呢？
Do you want to meet the Lord?
你想要与主见面吗？
He is jealous in how he wants to meet you.
他是忌邪的，他何等愿意来与你相见。
There is nothing he enjoys more in the morning than when we fall down before him and say, Lord,This is your day. Show me yourself.
每天早晨能够叫主最喜乐的一件事，就当我们来到他的面前，我们能够对他说，主啊，这是你这一天是属于你的。
Take a few minutes and just read one of the Proverbs that correspond with the day of the month and say, Lord, show me.
我们能够借着诗篇，我们每一天读一篇诗篇，我们能够在一个月当中，我们来向主说，主啊，来向我说话。
In that one book alone, the Proverbs, there is food for every single thing that happens throughout a day.
比如说从箴言这卷书当中，我们能够看见每天生活当中我们所需要的供应都在里头。
Marriage relationships, raising the children, business problems,
无论是婚姻关系，无论是教养儿女，或是我们的工作事业。
And in 31 days, one can read the whole chapter, the whole book.
我们能够在31天当中，能够把这一卷书能够读完。
This is a way God tests our hearts.
这是神试验我们心的一个方法。
He tests us through relationships.
他也透过关系来试验我们。
He's testing us to see our response to one another.
他来试验，他看我们是如何的彼此相交。
And he puts us with non-perfect people.
他把我们放在一些不完全的人当中。
Non-perfect spouses.
不完全的配偶。
Non-perfect business colleagues.
不完全的同事。
Non-perfect children.
不完全的孩子。
Roommates, students.
或者是对学生来说，你的室友。
To test who's on the throne of our life.
他来试验我们，在我们生命当中，谁是坐宝座的。
What kind of character is there?
到底在我们生命里面是什么样的性格？
Is there mercy?
是怜悯吗？
Oh, what a beautiful characteristic of God. The loving kindness, His mercy.
这是神何等美好的一个性格，就是他的怜悯。
Is there love?
是爱。
Is there compassion?
是有那怜悯同情。
God is jealous.
神是嫉嫌。
And He looks, and He is testing to see what is there.
他来观看，他来试验。到底在我们里面是什么？
He also tests us through material things.
他借着一些物质的事来试验我们。
Sometimes we have a lot of material things.
有些时候我们有许许多多物质的东西。
And he tests to see if we're satisfied with that.
他试验我们是不是因着这些物质我们满足了。
He tests to see whether or not there is a proud spirit. Look.What I have done.
他试验我们的心，看我们是不是因着这些丰富的物质，我们感到骄傲。
King David made that fatal mistake when he looked around. He says, "You know, I've got a big kingdom."
啊，当大卫就犯过一个错误，当他一看，他发现自己有一个伟大的国。
I have a large army.
啊，我有很大强大的军队。
Let's number. Let's see. I'd like to just see it up there on the board so I can look at it. And just look at my kingdom.
我要把我国家的这个丰富写在这个黑板白板上面，来看看到底我有多丰富。
We go out and get a car that's going to rust out, and when we buy, we say, "Wow, pretty nice car."
当我们把我们车子整好了以后，然后就看就想说这个车子挺好的。
Always testing our heart to see if it's the Lord's heart. He's jealous.
主来试验我们的心。看看我们是不是和他一样有一个嫉邪的心。
Joseph could be promoted there in Potiphar's house. He didn't turn his head. He was humble.
当约瑟在那个埃及法老家被提高的时候，他仍然是谦卑的。
And the Lord says in Mark, He says, "When we've done everything, we're to see ourselves as unprofitable servants."
当我们做完服侍主，主让我们看见说，我们乃是要看见我们是不配的仆人。
It's a humbling test.
这是一个试验我们的谦卑。
It's not only the prosperity test, but then the Lord often takes away. The Lord decreases.
神把这样的事情减少。
This is the whole story of Job.
这个是约伯的故事。
Everything was lost.
他一切都损失了。
And the Lord dealt in Job's life.
神也在约伯的生命中来做工。
God is jealous, and there was more that God wanted of his life.
神是嫉邪的，神要从约伯身上要得着更丰富的。
And Job went through that test.
所以约伯就经历了那个试验。
And he was blessed tremendously.
到后来我们看见他是何等的蒙神祝福。
That's not a negative story.
那不是一个负面的故事。
It's a very positive story.
是非常正面的故事。
He's testing us right now.
他现在这个时刻就在试验我们。
He tests us with much, He tests us with little.
他用更多来试验我们，也用减少来试验我们。
I've said many times, some are here without jobs, some are here who have been promoted.
在我们当中，有些人可能失去了工作，有些人呢刚刚被升迁。
Both are tests.
这样两种人都是在接受神的试验。
Brothers and sisters, in these tests, the Lord is bringing us to complete devastation, destitute of ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，神借着这样各样的试验，把我们带到一个地步，让我们对自己是绝望。
So that there is no confidence in the flesh.
我们就看见我们对我们自己的肉体是一点都没有信心。
He is jealous.
他是忌邪的。
And he wants us to trust ourselves not.
他要我们完全不依靠我们自己。
All trust in him.
完全的依靠他。
All self-sufficient in him.
完全的以他为供应。
In the Bible, we have examples of those who failed this test.
在圣经当中，我们能够看见一些从这试验当中失败的一些例子。
Satan was one.
撒旦就是其中一个。
He said, I will become something else. I will become like God.
他说他要像神。
And then the woman and the man in the garden, they looked, they saw, they thought, this will taste good. This looks good to the eyes.
还有在伊甸园中的男人女人，他们眼睛看见了这美好的食物，他们就想要来尝。
They disregarded God.
他们就忽视了神。
Cain did not have to bring a sacrifice.
神也不能献祭。
Cain could come in his own strength.
该隐他乃是要靠着自己。
Remember, Satan was cast out.
撒旦被赶出去。
Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden.
亚当夏娃也从园中被赶出去。
Cain was made a wanderer.
该隐也在地上流离。
Noah, the day, people in Noah's day rejected the Lord. What happened?
在挪亚的世代，有许多的人他拒绝了神，他们结果是如何？
They were destroyed.
他们就被毁灭了。
The people of Babel, we will make a name for ourselves.
在巴别的人，他们是想要立自己的名。
They were scattered.
他们也是被驱散了。Hagar, 夏甲,
she was sent out.
她也是被赶出去。The
flesh could not have a place.
肉体不能有它的地位。Israel, 以色列,
God had brought them out of Egypt.
神把他们从埃及文奴之地带出。God
had done it all.
神成就这一切的事。They
rejected it.
他们拒绝了神。They
were to worship. They were to worship God. They were to serve God. They said, we want the world. And the result was they all died. The children of Israel were to, the remnant were to come into the land. They crossed the Jordan. At Gilgal, they were circumcised. They were to come into the fullness of Christ. They were to completely satisfy that jealous heart. And once again, they looked to themselves. They wanted a king. They wanted other gods. And God took them into captivity for 70 years. But then,
但是,
Jesus came.
我们看见主耶稣来了,
finally,
终于,
through all the history of mankind up to that time,
我们看见在这之前人类失败的历史,
God could do nothing but scatter, destroy his people.
我们看见神对他的百姓,他只能把他们驱逐,把他们赶散。
They suffered much judgment that God did not want to do.
他们受了许多 神所不愿意在他们当中的审判,
but then there was one, the Lord,
但是有一位主,
who satisfied the Father's heart.
他满足了天父的心,
and this became the example. This became the prototype. This became the one.
这就成为我们的榜样，成为我们的模范。
God said, "This is what I am jealous for."
神说，我祭邪就是为了这一位。
One who answers to me in every way.
有一位，他是完全各方各面的来满足神的心。
In life, in character, in nature, in obedience.
在他的生活，在他的性格，在他的顺服上面。
This is my man.
这是我心意中要得着的人。
This is the last Adam.
这是末后的亚当。
This is I can build on this.
这是我能够借着他来建立。
And we are the seed. We are the sons.
我们是他的后裔。
Of this Jesus.
我们是主耶稣的后裔。
There in Zechariah, God says, I am jealous for Jerusalem.
在撒加利亚书，我们看见神说他为了耶路撒冷，他心里火热。
I will have a people.
他要得着一帮人。
I am jealous for one thing.
他是祭邪的。
There's only one thing I've always wanted.
他始终他要一件事。
A people for my son.
他要得着一帮人是为着他儿子。
A bride for my son.
是一位他儿子的心腹。
We see the picture of Israel. We see the picture in Jerusalem.
我们看见以色列，看见耶路撒冷这样的图画。
All of these are shadows of the reality that we are to be.
这一切都不过是影儿，乃是靠让我们看见那神所要得着的教会。
God has us in many, many different places here on this earth.
神在地上为我们有许多的计划。
Many different jobs.
我们有不同的工作。
Many different responsibilities.
我们有不同的职责。
And all he is looking each day to each one of us is, do we please him?
神天天的在看我们，我们是否有满足了他。
Out of his son's life.
是从他儿子的生命里头。
Not out of our life.
不是我们自己的生命。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
This is the full gospel.
这是全备的福音。
This is not just being saved.
这不单单只是关于我们得救的事。
This brings us into purpose.
就让我们能够带进神的旨意。
This brings us into an eternal, as Ty was saying earlier, an eternal reality.
让我们能够看见一个在永恒里的一个实际。
How jealous the Lord is. For pure hearts.
主他的心是何等的祭邪，他愿意得着那完全的心。
Hearts that have a passion for him.
他要得着一颗是向着他有充满感情的一颗心。
We go out tomorrow morning, we have jobs.
到了明天我们又有工作要面对。
We have responsibilities on that job.
我们在那个工作上面我们有我们的责任。
Sometimes they take all of our concentration.
有时候把我们全部的注意力都给占据了。
But it's not about me getting promoted. It's not about me being liked.
但是他这不应该是关于我能不能得到升迁，我是不是被人家所喜欢。
I might get a good review. I might get a poor review. I am working under the Lord.
无论我的考核是如何，我乃是愿意来讨主的喜悦。
Like Joseph.Sometime you will get a review. That's a lie.
就像约瑟一样，有些时候呢，有一些的考核呢，是虚假的。
Falsely accused.
他是受到虚假的指控。
It might be by your spouse.
可能是你的配偶。
The question is, do we respond like the Lord?
但是我们是不是像主一样来面对，来回应这些事情？
He's jealous for that life.
他为了这样的这个生命，他是祭邪的。
Our life, our self-pity, our self-defense, our vindictiveness is a horrible smell to the Lord.
无论是我们的自怜，我们对自己的一些各样的考量，这些事情，其实还是都是叫主感到厌恶的。
Only the life that comes out.Of him into us by faith makes him satisfied.
只有借着信心 让他自己的生命能够从我们身上显出来，这样能够满足他。
Because of his jealousy,
因为他的嫉邪，
he is doing 100 different things in our lives.
他在我们生活当中，他做许许多多的事情。
With each one, it's different.
在每个人身上是不同的。
Because we're all different.
因为我们都不同。
Some of us, the Lord has to test us over in this area.
有些时候，有些人神在这个方面来试验我们。
It might be the area of pride, strong conceit, self-sufficiency.
可能是我们自己自我的满足，自我的骄傲。
On the other hand, it is a person who feels very sorry for themselves.
另一方面，有些人可能对自己常常感到自怜。
And that has to be confessed and given God's self-assurance.
那让我们看见在这上面，我们要能够被试验出我们对神的一个确据。
God's life is very balanced.
神的生命是非常平衡的。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道？
Because the Lord has shown us His Son.
因为主把他自己的儿子向我们显明。
His Son is perfectly even keeled.
他的儿子是一个非常平衡的一个人。
Straight, narrow road.
他走在那正直的窄路上。
High ground.
是在高地。
And he says, place your feet on this ground.
他叫他把他的脚踩在这个地上。
This will satisfy my jealous heart.
这样能够满足我嫉邪的心。
Remembering always that only one has ever satisfied God's jealous heart.
我们要记得，只有一位能够满足神那嫉邪的心。
Saints, there's a religious streak in all of us. There is a religious streak in all of us. There's something in us that wants to try and satisfy God in ourselves.
在我们天然的人身上，生命里头，我们常常有一个像律法一样的一个动机，想要借着我们自己的肉体来满足神。
Oh, we would just love to be able to come to the meetings, attend, do our little thing, and hope that that appeases God.
我们就想说，我们就靠着我们自己，我们来遵守、读圣经、参加聚会。啊，这样子呢，就能够满足神的。
That is not true religion. That is pseudo religion.
那个实在是不是一个真正的宗教。
It is false.
它是一个虚假的。
But there's something in all of us that, oh, if we could just hold our hands right, if we could just pray like so and so, I'm sure God would be pleased.
在我们心思里头，有些时候我们会觉得说，如果我手是这样子握来向神祷告，如果我是像某某人那样祷告的话，哎呀，神就满足了。
God's jealousy looks through all of that.
神他能够视透这一切。
He sees through to our heart.
他能够看透我们的心。
He allows a lot of pressure in our life.
他允许在我们生活当中有许多的压力。
So that out of our heart we'll say, there's no one but you.
是从我们的心里头，我们能够向主说，主啊，只有你自己。
Where can we go, Father, but to you?
我们实在是没有地方可以投靠，只有你自己。
This pleases him.
这样的心能够满足天父。
This satisfies him.
他能够满足他的心。
And God's jealousy is appeased.
神的嫉邪，他能够得着安息。
And God can say to us then, these are my sons in whom I am well pleased.
神能够对我们说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, it's humbling when we read these words that you are a jealous God.
父啊，当我们读到你关于你是嫉邪的神，我们的心是何等的谦卑。
And our prayer is this morning that we would be a people who would give you all of our affection.
我们早晨我们在你面前的祷告是说，主啊，我们愿意是成为一帮人，是能够把我们的情感完全来献给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.